Blackstone Audio presents In the Company of Sherlock Holmes, stories inspired by the Holmes canon, edited by Laurie R. King and Leslie S. Klinger. An Introduction. So who is this Holmes fellow, anyway? The world's most perfect observing and reasoning machine, yet his method seems to depend heavily on nicotine-fueled flights of imagination. A bare-knuckle and martial arts fighter who also claims to be the laziest thing in shoe leather. A lethargic amateur actor with a drug problem, yet a man capable of extreme physical exertions. A solitary misanthrope who has two friends, doctor and housekeeper, so devoted they would lay down their lives for him. A solver of mysteries who is a mystery himself. Holmes as an archetype, the word means original model, is of one of the defining images of the past 150 years, a variation on Jung's artist-scientist figure. The world did not know what it lacked until Conan Doyle showed us, but then, stand back, for when an archetype comes to life, he is, in the terminology of the new millennium, a meme. The meme is a contagious artifact, image, idea, phrase, behavior, that spreads like a virus. And like any other virus, be it biological or computer-based, it grows, reproduces, mutates, and above all, affects its host. And as a virus holds a world of genetic information in its DNA, a viral meme can carry a lot of meaning on its narrow shoulders. Variations on the theme of Holmes have been played ever since the man first saw print. Some have been whimsical, others deadly serious. Some have even taught us something about ourselves. For Sherlock Holmes,